Our locker room chats continue here tonight on KNZA. We're going to talk Jeff West football here with the head coach in Jeff Schwinn. It's presented by Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Appreciate all of our sponsors making our locker room chats possible each and every week. And Jefferson West head coach again, Jeff Schwinn, joining us here for a few minutes. Coach, congratulations. You guys opened the season on the road, Riley County League play. You know, a game last year in which you guys lost 27-14. You bounce back 2025 on the road, 14-13. You guys get the win. It's been a long time since you guys got a season-opening win and a big one in league play to start here in 2025. What were the initial thoughts and takeaways from that win on the road?
Yeah, thank you, Brandon. You know, the kids came out and played really well. Had a lot of fire to them, a lot of passion. They played with great passion. And you know, our execution is going to need to improve. But overall, the intensity level and fight that they had that evening was very good.
We gave your son a shout-out this week, freshman quarterback Brixton Schwinn. You know, you start with Brody Thielen, very good athlete, been around the program for a number of years.
Definitely.
You knew you were going to play both. Brixton comes in as a freshman, first taste at the varsity level. He kind of got hot. You had to stick with him. 8-14 passing, 140 yards. He had a passing touchdown. He added 6 carries, 48 yards, and another score. One, I guess from the coaching side and maybe the parent side of it, how awesome was it to see your freshman quarterback come in and perform the way he did?
Well, again, both quarterbacks did very well. And we just, at some point, we knew that Brixton was going to be able to take the reins, you know, in that ball game after a couple of series of feeling it out. You know, and Brody Thielen did a very good job as well, and his leadership is very important. He plays very hard on the defensive side of the ball, and we're going to be able to use him in different aspects offensively as well. So, but yeah, it's very exciting, and thank you for recognizing the young guy, Brixton, and hopefully, you know, we continue to see others be recognized as well. But we're excited to see the development between week one and week two, and we know we've got a big challenge this week.
Yeah, we'll talk about the week two opponent in the next segment, but are you one of those coaches that believe that you, for the most part, see that biggest jump in improvement from week one to week two?
Absolutely. You definitely need to, that's for sure.
Right.
But yes, again, you come out week one, and we played a disciplined football game. I think we had 2 penalties in that ball game. We took care of the football for the most part. So discipline's a big thing in that first game, as well as the conditioning aspect of it. Now you get that first game under your belt, and you're able to turn the page a little bit and obviously make corrections off of actual game film. And that's where we're at right now. We're able to see where our mistakes are or things that we can improve on, and then also just build off the things that we did well.
Yeah, building off offensively, we talked about that a little bit, some good balance, 161 rushing yards. You guys averaged nearly 5 yards a carry. We talked about Brixton and his passing efficiency there. Real quick, before we take a quick break, give us your thoughts on the defense. Great performance holding that Riley County team to just 13.
Absolutely. They were flying around. Coach Stevie does a great job, and all the other coaches do a great job of preparing them. Again, there's things that we need to be able to correct and do a little better fundamentally. You know, we talked a lot about being fundamentally sound, and that's something that we need to improve on. But overall, the intensity level and the fight that they had defensively, they were getting around to the ball. There was some ball disruption, which is what we really, you know, hang our hat on. We want to get after that ball and get that ball back in our hands. So defense did a really good job, and we're going to continue to develop.
Jefferson West at Royal Valley, intriguing week two matchup in the Big East. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on KNZA. We're locked in. A few more minutes here with Jefferson West football coach Jeff Schwinn here. Our locker room chat tonight. It is presented by Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Tigers off the week one win at Riley County, 14-13. Back on the road again here in week two. They go to Royal Valley. Coach, 2 teams that are 1-0, early season tests. 2 teams that look good in week number one, Royal Valley. You know, maybe kind of a slow start against Hiawatha, but they really put it away in that second half. Good running attack. They were very good offensively a year ago. What stands out initially about Royal Valley and what you're going to see on Friday night in week two?
They have some good size. They're very physical. They play through the whistle. You know, I think they play with a lot of passion and spirit as well. And so we're going to have to match that intensity and continue to, you know, get after them a little bit in different ways on our defensive side of the ball. But, yes, their offense is one of those that they attack in the run game, and we're going to have to stop the run.
What's the biggest difference that you see from this Riley County team specifically, maybe compared to what you saw with what Riley County did?
Yeah, Royal Valley is obviously a you know, more of a downhill running style on the offensive side of the ball. And then defensively, they're a forefront for the most part, but they do have a lot of different pitches that they'll give you on the defensive side of the ball too. But again, I mean, it's just a matter of focusing on what we need to do better and then playing our game.
What is maybe one thing that Royal Valley does, or maybe one or two things that Royal Valley does really well that maybe you and your coaches are, I don't know, maybe a little concerned with going in this week?
Again, they play through the whistle. They're very aggressive, you know, and we're going to have to play with that same intensity. And, you know, that's one thing. They're very physical as well, you know, so they play through the whistle. They're very physical, and we've got to match that and exceed it and put ourselves in a good position.
Yeah, you've certainly probably touched up on a couple of these things, but finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, give us some keys, expectations. What is it going to take to get another road win here in the Big East?
Yeah, we need to get the call, get a line correctly, get a read on what they're doing, both offensively and defensively, and then execute our assignments. Again, we've got to play smart, be physical, and that's something that we can do a better job of, and we'll do a better job of. So, you know, and again, I think every game you go into, you got to be a disciplined football team, and we continue to emphasize that each week.
There it is, Jefferson West football coach Jeff Schwinn joining us again, presented by Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. A battle of 1-0 teams here in week two. Jeff West on the road at Royal Valley on Friday night. Coach, again, we appreciate the time. We'll talk to you ahead of week three before the matchup against St. Mary's.
All right, thank you, Brandon.